Let's welcome back to the show this morning here. We haven't talked to him for a while. Dr. Ted Grieve this morning with Ted Injury Law. Good morning, Dr. Ted. How are you, sir?
Hey, Chuck. Good morning. I am fine. Nice to talk to you again. And I am actually with Dr. Ted Injury Law.
Dr. Ted Injury Law. I'm so yes. And I was going to say.
We just went through a rebranding. So we were originally known as Ted Grieve and Associates, and we've rebranded to Dr. Ted Injury Law because basically the name now tells everything about what we do. I'm a doctor as well as a lawyer, and we practice injury law. So that's
and
the reason for the change.
I followed all that, and I looked at this, and I saw Dr. Ted Injury Law, and then I didn't say that. But I wanted to ask you about that, and I did follow the transformation there, and I saw the rebranding and everything. And so, absolutely, I think it does too. And, of course, you're a doctor of chiropractic, but you practice law at this point, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. And I've been practicing law since 1993. I have kept continuously active my chiropractic license in North Carolina and Georgia, but I have pretty exclusively practiced law.
Yes. Well, nice to have you back with us. It's always great to talk to you. I see you so much. You do so many commercials. You advertise with us and stuff. And so it's one of those things. I feel like I know you, and I know people run into you out in the public and stuff and feel like they know you also all the time. Do they not?
They do, and they're always very cordial. People are very friendly, kind of interested in to know what we do, and they always
sure.
have some questions about various things. I try to help when I can.
They say that most of our accidents occur within, what, about 5 miles of our home and stuff, and most of them are at busy intersections. There are some that have more accidents than others, especially around this area, and you deal with this all the time, do you not?
I do. Intersections are a huge problem. And, you know, intersections have really gotten more complex now. We have mm-hmm. right on red. We have left on red on one ways. We have blinking turn signals that are yellow, signals that are green. I mean, they've really convoluted the whole process. And as a result, it's very confusing to people. And, you know, people have lots of distractions going on as well.
So do we have some specific intersections we could talk about that are all, you know, I remember the last time I got clobbered and my truck got totaled here, was on a back road and stuff through an intersection. And since then, they have cleared out all the brush at that intersection. A guy that said, as I was sitting there in my truck and I thought, this truck is totaled. He came over and said, you know, it's about the fourth one this week. It's just one of them people don't say people or something there. Anyway, they made changes. And, you know, you were talking about different things, right on red, don't turn right on red. Now we've got the lanes that swap over and go on one side of the bridge and then come back over. You better be paying attention out there, folks. I'm telling you.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things we can talk about as far as potential hazards on the road is people using cell phones. You know, between mostly really texting, you know, you're not supposed to be texting and driving. Texting is full of problems. You're diverted. You're looking down. A car going 60 miles an hour travels 90 feet per second. If you look down for 3 seconds, you've gone the distance of a football field. So, you know, it's difficult. You know, we're all busy. We're all doing things. We're all wondering how we're going to get all the things done we need to get done every day. And part of the way we think we're going to get it done is by texting. But trust me when I tell you, I see lives changed in an instant when people are driving and texting.
You know, Dr. Ted, it's funny you should bring that up. Another radio station I was with, we used to go in, and one of the things we did with our prom pledge, where we go in and get kids to promise not to drink or text and drive and stuff, and we would go over those statistics and stuff of how fast you're covering ground when you're away and when your eyes are off the road and stuff. And I've driven. You've driven up and down the highway, too, down 77, northbound, southbound, 40 east and west and stuff, all up, you know, all around the area. And as I look around when I was delivering stuff for the heating and air company, I wish I could tell you it was just the 18 to 34s that are looking at the phone and texting and you know, and blah, blah, blah. It's everybody. Good gosh. It doesn't have an age. And I want you to reiterate again how dangerous this is. I love your statement. You saw lives change because of somebody sending a stupid text.
Yes. So here's another, as I explained this, no pun intended, but another sobering statistic, mm-hmm. which is that people who drive and text are 6 times more likely to have an accident than people who drive drunk.
Wow.
You know, and we all think, oh, the drunk driver's the problem out there on the road. Well, the drunk driver is the problem out there on the road for lots of reasons, but so are the texting drivers. You know, they're not just picking off each other's cars. They're picking off pedestrians. They're maiming and killing on occasion bicyclists, motorcyclists. You know, some of the people occupying the road, bicyclists, motorcyclists, are harder to see sometimes. And, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's going on the road, you could have a problem. I mean, you could end up in jail over this stuff if you're not careful what you're doing when driving and texting.
I read a little bit about some things as far as the Autobahn and stuff like that. And on the Autobahn, I was born in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm an army brat and stuff. I was almost born on the Autobahn. Mother told the cab driver that she had forgotten her suitcase, and he pulled over, and Dad went, But on the Autobahn over there these days, they want you to do one thing. Do you know what that one thing is they want you to do on the Autobahn?
Not text.
Drive the car and just drive the car. Don't text. Yes. Don't have a cigarette. Don't be watching a movie. Don't be doing crocheting. Don't be baking a cake or anything. Just drive the car. And the Autobahn, of course, is an unlimited speed limit. It's gotten congested in some areas and stuff. We have so many different distractions these days in our car. It seems like we do just about everything but concentrate on driving the car.
Yeah, we have GPS systems in the car that are built into the car. We've got them on our phone. We've got texting on the phone. We've got cell phones coming in. Meanwhile, you've got both parents working. They're busy. They've got a ton of things to do. They're trying to keep track of what's going on with their children. I mean, I get that people are trying to, do the things they need to do every day to, make their lives come together. And sometimes texting seems to be one of those things. But again, it's a huge problem for yourselves, your family, and others when suddenly things go awry.
And we're in an area around here too. I've got a buddy that's in real estate down in Charlotte and stuff, and heck, this was 5 years ago and stuff, and he said that he was at a seminar and stuff, and he said the population of Charlotte's going to double in about the next 10 years. I said, Benny, where are we going to put those people? And he said, where are you? And I said, Brookshire Freeway. He said, pretty much on that road too, everywhere. I mean, we're growing so quick, and it expands up into Cahaba County, Alexander, Iredale, all around, and traffic is picking up too.
Yes. And, with that expansion comes the ever-present and ever-growing number of large vehicles, 18-wheelers. And people, when they're distracted, they don't fully appreciate that an 18-wheeler takes a much longer time to stop.
Yes.
An 18-wheeler has a much wider turn they have to make. People want to sometimes try to pass 18-wheelers on the right as an 18-wheeler is making a right-hand turn. I've had cases where literally people were severely injured when an 18-wheeler, the trailer part of their rig, ran over the front, the whole front, the top, the hood of the car, while making a turn, and literally never even knew they did it.
Yeah.
Give these truckers a break and give yourself a break. You don't want to be run over by an 18-wheeler. It's not a good result, and I see it all the time.
This is Dr. Ted Grieve here with Dr. Ted Injury Law. We're going to take a little break and come back. Can you stay another segment with us, Dr. Ted?
Absolutely.
We'll do that. Come right back with you. Tell you how you can get in touch with him. Dr. Ted Injury Law right here at Lenore Ryan Boulevard in Hickory. All right, we'll take a break and come right back on this Friday morning. This is On Second Thought. This is WHKY.
You're listening to On Second Thought with Chuck Boozer.
And back at it, we have Dr. Ted from Dr. Ted Injury Law with us this morning here. So, Dr. Ted, thanks for hanging around with us. Appreciate your time this morning. We know you are somewhat busy. Were you a doctor of chiropractic first or an attorney first?
Yeah, I was a doctor of chiropractic first, and I practiced for about 10 years. The reason I got involved with the law is because I used to treat people who were involved in accidents. I treated thousands of them. Mm-hmm. And I just really kind of got more interested in the representation side of things and the legal side of things than I did the chiropractic side. I didn't leave chiropractic because I dislike chiropractors. I love chiropractors, as a matter of fact, and I think they do a great service. I just got more interested in the law.
Having the medical knowledge, and I have a couple of buddies that are chiropractors and stuff, and I like you, didn't believe them at first, but I think it's a great adjustment to the body and stuff. A good chiropractor that has that nice gentle touch, push on you and stuff like that can make the great adjustments on you. But having that knowledge and stuff, and then leaning over into the law side of it, stuff like that, you got a little maybe an advantage on people. You kind of see things maybe a little clearer than other people do you not?
Well, I mean, the advantage I have is often when people are injured, you know, specific injuries could lead to a very rapid and quick healing, and a very similar type injury could lead to a very prolonged chronic situation where the problem lasts for a lifetime. And so the ability to tease that out from a chiropractic medical mm-hmm. perspective is helpful because, you know, how do you really represent your clients for injury claims if you don't know injuries?
Right.
If your lawyer doesn't know injuries, you know, that's tough sledding. And then you're basically going to ask somebody else to try to, you know, weigh in on what exactly is going on. How do you even ask the doctor the proper question as to what all of these injury things mean in the future and presently for people?
Nice. That must be nice having that in the arsenal of things you can do, huh?
It is nice. As a matter of fact, you know, we had a case a while back. A very large law firm had this case before us. They had offered the lady $7,000 to settle her case. And she wasn't happy with that. The law firm was pushing her to settle the case. We got involved with the case. I actually got the MRIs, reviewed those, and found some what they call modic changes in the disc, which is indicative of an acute injury. We were able to actually settle that case for almost $250,000 because
wow.
of basically being able to find some things in the medical records that others were overlooking.
Which she's going to maybe need down the way too, as far as damages and things like this. We initially started talking
to you
about intersections and stuff, and there are some famous intersections around our area where there are accidents more often than in others and stuff like that. Because you talk to people who've been injured in these. Are there some intersections that stand out to you that we can talk about?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to give you a list of them. Before I do
okay.
that, you know, Hickory's kind of got a strange road system in that
yep.
We've divided the city up into quadrants, the northeast and northwest, the southeast and the southwest quadrant. You know, streets run north-south in Hickory, avenues run east-west, you know, so a lot of it's northeast and southeast and southwest, and it's like people think they're on the right road and they're actually just on the wrong road.
Right. Yes. So anyway, thank the Lord for GPS, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the areas of high traffic issue and accidents is Northeast 127, the Mountain View area, U.S. Highway 70 Southeast, U.S. 20, 321, the Hickory to Maiden area. 2nd Street Northeast and 13th Avenue Northeast, Cool Park Road. You've got and anything near I-40 is a potential problem. There's lots
yeah,
of things
yeah.
going on, vehicles going under, vehicles going over, people trying to merge in, you know, just lots of issues on those areas as well.
Is there a common thing? Is it just people not paying attention that you see a reason for accidents? Is it negligence? Is it just people aren't good drivers, for heaven's sakes? They don't really understand. We got a 2-ton piece of weight rolling around on 4 wheels that can hurt people and stuff and doesn't stop on a dime. You know, speeding, things like this.
Yeah.
What do you see most often
well,
that causes
I
you to become involved?
Yeah, I think it's mostly distracted drivers these days. You know, years ago they put those rumble strips on the side of the highways, which have probably saved, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of lives over time.
Wake up.
Yeah, good on them. And, you know, I actually think some drivers, when they're texting, are using the rumble strips as a guide as to when they need to get back in their lane.
I think you're right.
Which is sad, but it, you know, when I'm following them and watching them, it appears that's what they're doing. But you know, I think it's mostly distracted drivers. You know, we have lots of roads where you're trying to merge from the left side all the way to the right side, and it's a perfectly legitimate merge. But you know, traffic counts have gone through the roof, so you're trying to cross lots of traffic to get to your destination, and you know, GPS is telling you to go that way, so people go.
This is Dr. Ted Grieve here. He has Dr. Ted Injury Law here that they just rebranded this and became that these days here. You're over at 926 Lenore Ryan Boulevard, Southeast. Anybody has any questions, has been in an accident, needs an attorney, is going to court or something like that and needs some representation, you're the guy. You got quite a team put together over there, do you not?
We do. We have lots of years of expertise in what we do, and we understand people. We understand law. And we understand the injuries that people are enduring.
Yeah. About 25 years practicing as an attorney. Is that what you told me earlier?
I would like to think it was only 25 years, but it's 32 years now.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, listen,
I lost 7 years along the way somewhere, too.
Your team's got over 100 years of combined experience with everybody for accident victims throughout North Carolina and anything else, too. Your website is drtedinjurylaw.com/Hickory. And your phone number, of course, is 800-693-7833. We have about 2 minutes here. You know, not everybody handles the media and does the media and adjust to the media. You seem to be able to, you've gotten kind of a hold of this thing and you use the media and you come across pretty believable there. And you do a really nice job of that too. I mean, congratulations. Everybody feels like they know you. And when they approach you out there, they want to be nice to you and stuff. I think that's a real kudos to you and everybody who put that thing together for you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the kind words. We have a great community. I just hope and pray that people are safe out there on the roads.
You bet. You bet. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, too. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I do feel like we know you sometimes. And I've been by the office over there many a time. That's me honking every time we go by. It's kind of a beep beep. OK.
You know, I think I heard you the other day.
Pleasure to talk to you. We thank you for your time so much this morning, sir.
All right.
You bet. Good to talk to you. That is Dr. Ted Grieve here, Dr. Ted Injury Law. Once again, he's at 926 Lenoir Ryan Boulevard, Southeast in Hickory. And that phone number is 800-693-7833. 33 or drtedinjurylaw.com/Hickory and stuff. And really, we do see him all the time on the media and stuff like that. And he's one of these people and stuff, you know, almost like, you know, when you see somebody like this as often, you know, sometimes you see people like this who run advertisements on TV more often than do the news people or other personalities around town. They become such big personalities. But he seems to have both feet planted firmly on the ground. Smart guy. Becomes a chiropractor. You know, they have a lot of education, too. I had a couple of friends. It's a lot. They know as much as the doctor does, too, about the human body and stuff. And then decides to kind of have an inkling to go toward the law thing. Oh, okay. Really? Okay. And Chucky boy's trying to get through a couple of years of community college there. It took me 6 years to do that. All right. Here. Hey. About 51 for a high this afternoon. We're sitting right now on 48 degrees, light rain in the area, too. 66 tomorrow with plenty of sunshine coming out, too, and then 72 on Sunday. And then back chilly on Monday with a high of about 46 degrees here. We'll take a break. News is on the other side of this, so stay with us. Come back. There's more coming up on Second Thought, live radio from Hickory, North Carolina on WHKY.